You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Thursday morning, good-looking day out there. Could use it just a little bit warmer. Nothing Jeff Wine can do about that, is there?
Nothing at all I can do about that. But if you want to make me responsible for that today, too, I'm here. I've got pretty big shoulders.
Yeah, if you take responsibility for the nice days, you also have to take the blame for the bad.
That's right. So. Just Tiger hitting and pitching, no, that's not me.
Unless
they're going to let me put a uniform on. Yeah. It's not my fault.
It may come to that, Jeff. We'll see. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the local real estate market. How are things looking right now?
Pretty good. I think we're kind of bumping along. It seems that in many price points and market sectors, the market is probably coming into balance.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Rates have kind of stayed the same, gone up a little bit. Number of homes on the market has crept up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone from 100% of asking price to maybe 98%. So maybe those are signals that the market is coming into balance. That said, the average price of a home and median price keeps going up.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see. I saw a news program out of California about accessory dwelling units and granny flats, those types of things, to see. And I know there are changes afoot in the state of Michigan, if not mm-hmm. nationally, on zoning, to see if the zoning is opened up in residential areas to allow more dwelling units per residential mm-hmm. lot, to see what, if any, effect that would have on rental rates as well as to purchase. And then what would happen if you have three units on one residential lot? Can you sell them individually? Are they rental unit? You know, just how all that's going to play out and what effect that will have on the overall market will be interesting to see. I don't know if that's going to happen in St. Clair County anytime in the next 12 to 18 months, but further out, it will be an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes when there's a property for sale, you make an offer and you find out, well, guess what? There's been multiple offers made on this house. Would you like to sweeten the deal a little bit? Maybe offer a little bit more? You can get into a little bidding war sometimes, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it multiple offers, especially in certain market segments. There are going to be multiple offers. There's our population is aging. And there are still people, you know, certainly the people at some homes appeal to those that are trying to downsize that are getting older, as well as first-time home buyers and people that are moving up. So mm-hmm. let's say you're in there's a three-bedroom, 1,500-square-foot home with a basement, two-car garage, nicely located and in nice condition,
mm-hmm.
priced somewhere between the middle 200s to the low 300s. In an existing home, I think it's safe to say you're going to have, I would not be surprised if you had 15 to 20 showings for that property
mm-hmm.
in the first weekend that it was on the market.
Yeah.
And there will, again, it's pretty safe to say if it's in any of the townships around Port Huron, Marysville, St. Clair, that you would, let's say seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to kind of pick a number out of a hat, but it wouldn't be unreasonable to get seven or eight offers mm-hmm. on that home. And maybe two or three of them are going to be cash. Two or three of them may be conventional financing. And let's give FHA and VA credit for one apiece, too.
All right.
So, so the next step would be, that seller is going to review the offers with their real estate agent, mm-hmm. broker. Probably, I don't know if we would do it with all seven or eight offers. Let's say the agent and seller over the phone decide, well, we're going to go with the three that are already the highest,
mm-hmm.
the three that seem the most well qualified, or there's something about their move, let's just deal with cash. We don't want to wait for inspection, appraisal, underwriting.
Yeah.
Let's just, if we can close this in 2 weeks, let's only look at the cash offers. So the other five people are going to be disappointed, right?
Sure.
I mean, they've done what they were have been told and instructed to do.
Yep. You know,
get pre-qualified, save money, pay down debt, get rid of a car or any extra toys, and get themselves ready. And now, Jeff, you're telling me that I have to do better than a full price offer. I have to offer some kicker, sweetener, terms like maybe longer possession, free rent.
Is there room for negotiation? I guess that would be the question.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. It kind of all depends, and that's why it's a little bit more complicated than just submitting an offer online and waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, typically the agent who writes the offer is going to call the listing agent. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other offers? What is the seller looking for? Without giving anything away, what are, you know, hot button items? What's mm-hmm. important to the seller that we could include in our offer to make us look better or to win? And the important thing for buyers who oftentimes the losing party feels that they've been cheated, swindled, lied to, somehow wrong.
Right.
It is important to remember that, agency in real estate, I mean, listing agents work for the seller. It's mm-hmm. their job. They have fiduciary duty to the seller.
Right.
That's where their loyalty lies. It's their job to get the best price, terms, and conditions for the seller. On the other side, the buyer agent has similar responsibilities mm-hmm. to the buyer. Best terms, price terms, and conditions for the buyer. And obviously those are competing wishes. So they're competing parties. So the communication is important. It's not – and it may position somebody to write a better offer. It doesn't necessarily guarantee. Mm-hmm. And that's – I've had it happen more than one time where I have a nice conversation with the buyer's agent – that buyer agent loses, and I go from being best friend coming over for Thanksgiving to I never want to see you, you dirty rotten.
Right, exactly.
So it's tough. It may just be that for that particular home and that style, price range, and location, that the other seven offers are going to have to wait, come back next week, a month or 2 months, and let's go at it again.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where, in some case, and I don't want to discourage people, but I understand how discouraging it can be. There have been some articles written in the trades, are people just moving to the sidelines?
Mm.
You know, are we just, you know, we've written four offers, three offers, and lost, and we're just going to
forget it. Stand where I am.
I love my mom's basement so much. I've been there. And they've got that whole Will Ferrell and Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Mom, where's the meatloaf? They've got that. They're really comfortable with that. And so are mom's grandchildren. So, people do want their own home.
Sure.
And even though there were, you know, 5-6 years ago, you know, are millennials or Gen Zers going to want homes the same way that their parents and grandparents did?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes.
Of course.
It has changed. Like the average new home buyer, I just saw this last night. I think it's 40 years old this year.
Yeah.
In 1992, it was 28.
That's...
Isn't that
incredible?
That's just over a generation, I think, if a generation is 10 or 15 years. So,
So what are those people in their 30s doing? They are living in the basement with mom, or they're renting, or they're moving in with friends. And one of the trends that I've heard of is a lot of friends buying homes together. So you might have two families living in the same house.
And those are situations from my time spent at the City of Port Huron's Planning Commission, that in older communities that we were just, mm-hmm. something needs to change.
Yeah.
Because those types of things, in many condo associations and single-family residence zones, that joint ownership of non-related people isn't necessarily allowed or a slam dunk.
Right.
So, and there are also some issues, you know, legally and estate planning that people want to think of.
Yeah.
Because those partnerships don't always end as well as they begin.
Exactly.
So, but that is a reason, especially like some of, I'm looking across, you know, through your window across the street, there are 2 4 units there. Mm-hmm. No, it would make perfect sense for friends to buy those together.
Yeah.
Even if they lived in each on one side and rent, use the rent to offset the cost for a period of time. I had a great aunt that did that for my grandmother, for fear that she would be destitute or not have a source of income, was able to buy her a 4 unit. So my grandmother always had a place to live, you know, and it, for someone that doesn't have a lot of means, if they're, and not everybody has a relative that can do that for them. But real estate was a lot cheaper then too.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you this. Are you concerned as a realtor to see this trend of, you know, people not getting into the market until they're, you know, 40 years old?
It, I'm not as concerned as a real estate broker because there are always, people always will need, we'll shift, you know, if we're not, we'll either, you know, a real estate broker shifts from selling to property management to investing. There are, ways to make a living. How does the community look? I mean, I think it, bigger question might be, it those things probably are happening, as you mentioned, whether it's legally zoned or not. I'm sure those types of things are happening. People find hacks and workarounds all the time. It will be unsettling. For instance, Debbie and I have been in our house for 35 years. The neighbors to the west, 40 years, and to the east, 20, 25 years. So if we saw... if any of us saw another unit, like an accessory dwelling unit or a granny flat pop up, that would be unsettling, disconcerting at the least. Yeah. Though they did all adjust pretty well to my pretty massive tree fort that I built years ago. I'm still surprised. Well, I'm surprised that Debbie let me do it. And I'm really, so thank you, city and neighborhood.
There you go.
But I think that would be getting people used to the idea that we don't have – if we can't have everything. So we can't have open spaces and have housing for everybody. So if we want everyone to be – properly housed, maybe we need to go vertical. Maybe we need to have a little bit more dense living space. Those types of solutions need to work out. I think California said they had 80,000 permits, building permits for like accessory dwelling units, which my impression from this news story was that it far outweighed the number of single family residential building permits that were issued.
Okay.
I'd have to check. So, change is coming, and again, change doesn't find Port Huron first, but it does catch up to us eventually. And so it's a bit of a concern, only because change is difficult to deal with. And from an equity, a seller's equity perspective, would I be, you know, I'm not overly concerned.
Okay.
I wouldn't be. Maybe housing style. There are certain neighborhoods that we've talked about this stat before. You know, in 1957, the average family size was 5. Average new home was under 900 square feet.
Yeah.
In 2000, it's 2,200 square feet is the average new home, and the family size has dropped to 2.5.
Yeah, maybe that's a little lopsided.
How does that come back into balance?
Yeah,
without tearing up streets and neighborhoods and forest.
Yeah, exactly. Well. Change is coming, as you
said. Change is coming, and I wish I had my crystal ball.
I hope that change is coming for the Detroit Tigers, and they can start winning.
Did they lose again last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that 13 out of 15 games?
Something like that. They are 20-30, and here's a startling stat if you want to hear it. Only 3 teams since the early 90s, I think, have gone on to make the playoffs after losing 20 of their first 50 games.
Wow.
So Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. And the big winner in all that is Valdez, I think. Or Verlander. Yeah. I guess it's so the
Verlander, who's he?
Who's he?
Is he with the Tigers? Yeah. All right. Well,
hope springs eternal.
Hey, tune into the Tigers this afternoon here on WVHM. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I will. Probably. Yeah, I know I will.
Jeff, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Always nice to see you. Take
Jeff Wine from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty, with us on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.